You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome back to House to Home. This is Nancy Baldwin. And my co-host is Brian Thompson.
I thought you were going to forget me.
I wasn't. I was just, it was like, oh, am I starting the show? Where are we in the show?
We're back. So,
and our guest today is Aaron Breeden with BTech Fire and Security. Welcome back.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you.
Not like we went anywhere. Yeah. We say welcome back.
Welcome back. Yeah, we didn't go anywhere. You may have, but we didn't.
I didn't, in my head. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about fire, security, all that good stuff. And then during the break, we kind of said, you know, things have really changed in the last couple of years, couple meaning five or 10. And now we can control a lot of these security systems with our iPhones or our smartphones. Androids, I'm sure, can do it as well. So talk a little bit about how that's changed the way you do things.
The iPhone has been a great thing for our industry. I think for everybody. I mean, some people disagree because everybody's on it all the time and texting and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But with security and technology, we now get to control things. Mm-hmm. And we kind of have a remote to our life. It's our schedule or it's our communication.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it controls things, whether it's our thermostats for our home, our security system. It does a lot of things for us. And with security these days, you know, maybe I'm leaving town. I have somebody watching my house. I think they're going to come over and water my plants and feed my animals, but I really would like to get a confirmation.
Make sure.
Of that. So you have email alerts, text notification alerts you get right there on your phone. Maybe you have a service company coming over. I'll let them have my garage door code, but I really don't want them to have my security code.
Mm-hmm.
Just text me when you're in the drive, and I'll just disarm it from my phone.
Right.
And maybe I'll just unlock the door while I'm at it. So it's really opened up the door of what you can do with your phone.
Sure.
And used to, a security system kind of set there. And when you come home and go, you interact with it. Now you can kind of interact with it at any time you feel the need.
And that's awesome to me, especially, you know, if you got young kids coming home from school after school, that kind to know that they're home safely, that, you know, fire, they're not cooking in the kitchen and burning down the house, or if they are, when it happens.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you get all kinds of different alerts where you can set it so that it tells you every little thing what room they're in.
you can set up alerts per user, you know, so as your son or daughter comes home, you can get that text notification that tells you if they're of the age they come home by yourself. You also have camera capabilities, so you can just kind of remote in and see, hey, my UPS package that I've been just dying for show
it's
up.
On the porch.
Exactly.
It's on the porch. I'm going to go get this thing. You know, or somebody drove up to your yard. You can pull that video right off your phone from wherever you are via the internet. As long as you have high-speed internet, you can remote in and see these things.
It's really revolutionized, I feel like.
Well, I think there's a lot of news stories lately about people stealing packages, you know, and people have had security cameras in front, and then their UPS packages or whatever are being stolen. Or
mail out of their mailbox, even.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, so that's really, I mean.
And a lot of times they find out that these people are actually just following the UPS driver.
Yeah, that's what's crazy.
You know, they have two cars, one tailing and one picking, and,
yeah.
And that's just insane.
Yeah.
But that's the world we live in today,
yeah.
I think.
And the way that people package things with, you know, the Amazon Smile or
yes,
something,
exactly.
You know,
yeah,
where it's, you know, it's some kind of something. It's not just like something coming from your parent, you know, some
not
random.
Not a brown box.
Yeah.
Right.
It's something you probably want.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to go in your house to get it anymore. Yeah. You get it right off your porch.
Yep.
Yeah. And I noticed that at Christmas time when my daughter had some Toms delivered, and they were a present for my other daughter. And my daughter, the wrong daughter, picked them up. You know, I was like, oh, so you bought me the Toms. It's like, you know, they should think about things like that, especially with security.
Yep.
Because those things are expensive, and you don't want people knowing what's in that brown box.
Yep.
So I think that's awesome. I didn't even think about it, putting it for that reason.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
it's
that makes,
you know, just keeping an eye on things and knowing what's going on in your home or business.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of camera systems get thrown in businesses. You can see what's happening there. Yeah,
and they do, and businesses do it for a lot of reasons. They have them inside security. You can see what's going on in a shop area or in the lounge area or things like that as well. So it's not just the exterior.
No, liability, theft.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of reasons for businesses to do
it. And you set up different type of monitoring systems so that, you know, that all goes to, I assume, one area, the receptionist area or something, so she can see who's at the parking lot.
You can do it on your phone, too. You can get it on your phone.
Oh, yes, that's
true. So, you can give, some people may have access to view cameras only, and some people may have access to watch recorded video or delete recorded video. It's kind of set per user, so you can.
Yes.
You know, maybe I want you being able to look at the monitors, but I don't want you to be able to go back and see everything that happens during the day or night. So you set up the user accordingly.
Yeah. Right. It reminds me of there's a show on, I don't know what channel it is, but it reminds me of, and we actually have a friend who has a restaurant often looking at, you know, on their phone, what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they need to police that table.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, do I need to get more people in here?
Exactly. Boy, it's really slow. Things like that. But
send somebody home, right.
And there's a show on TV about mystery diners or something.
Diners,
I can't remember what it is, where they put in all these cameras. And it's usually when they're having a problem with stealing or things like that. But that's a great way for a business owner to be able to monitor, especially if they're not on site all the time.
Cameras in a business, I think, is a very powerful tool. You know, whether it's a bar, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's just a, you know, a mechanic
shop. Office,
any kind of office,
Apartment buildings, you get kids that just beat holes in the walls.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the camera systems out there do a lot for protecting your property.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it's a residential, if it's choice, I say put the security system in first so you know what's going on live.
Right.
For a business, they're both needed in my mind.
Absolutely. My head just starts swimming. It's like, oh, man, I definitely need to do this. And I can see they need to do this.
And it does affect your insurance. I mean, it really does make a significant impact when you have, you know, this other further home protection other than the locks on your door.
And it gives you that peace of mind. You know, you can kind of – sometimes the video comes back and you can see who it is, but you don't know who it is.
Right.
You can see what it is.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I know if I saw this person again, we'd get them, but –
Right.
You know, so, but at least you kind of get a peace of mind of knowing if I see this person or if this person gets caught, we got them on
tape. After you put it out to social media, everyone will know
that
they were
your
And people do.
Yes, they do.
I mean, how many times a day do you see that kind of thing?
That, it is.
And it's the criminals are not getting smarter.
No.
They just keep.
That's why they're criminals.
They probably won't steal your tools. They don't want to work.
Yeah.
No. Goodness, no. Don't do that. But they do want to take your other stuff. So what else do we need to know about BTEC?
Well, BTEC, commercially, we do fire alarm inspections, sprinkler inspections, backflow inspections, extinguisher service and maintenance.
Awesome.
So your extinguishers that are in your building, we have a truck that actually does it on site. You shoot off an extinguisher, we can charge it up. We install fire alarms, cameras, access control systems, security systems for businesses. So we do a lot of things commercially that aren't, there's no need for residentially.
Sure.
Right.
But yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we only have a minute or so left, but I want to make sure that you tell people how to get a hold of you should they want an estimate.
We're down at 900 West Allen Street here in Bloomington. Our number is 812-332-1995. You can email us anytime at support@btechllc.com.
You have a website, I assume?
We have a website, btechllc.com there, and they're the white vans that drive around with the
The big
B tech on the side of them.
And usually a ladder on the top, too. That's the other thing I've always noticed. There's always a ladder up there.
Yeah, it doesn't ever come off. It doesn't seem like it. So I don't know if we actually need those ladder racks or not.
I'm sure it does, but
it on there.
But I go by your office a lot, so I usually see him late at night
late
or early
evening,
in the morning. Yeah, so that's where I see him. But.
Yep.
Well, thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for having me. Good talking with you.
Thank you. Remember that if you miss any part of our program today, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website.